Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day, a man came up to me and asked me,
"Hello, Chicago, bringing us back 17 till." I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one from my new book, The Age of the Customer, and that is ageofthecustomer.com. John Jantz is here. That's right, John's back. John, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the top marketing experts in the galaxy. His new book is called Duct Tape Selling, Think Like a Marketer, Sell Like a Superstar. Folks, write that down. It's going to be on the test. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. Congratulations on the new book. You're on to something here. We've got to be... The old days of walking up and knocking on a customer's door and saying, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?" That's B2B selling. That doesn't work, does it?
Well, yeah, the door's gone, the phone's gone. You know, all the ways that we used to connect with people are really, in some cases, not even available.
Or if they let you in, they say, "Yeah, come on in. Let me show you what I just bought."
Yeah, well,
it was something you should have sold them.
No question. I talk a great deal about the customer journey, and I think that concept has actually always been around, but we've called it the marketing funnel, right? So mm-hmm. Somebody comes, they show up, we give them enough information, we throw them over the wall to the sales guy who goes out and sells them, and then that person closes the deal and sends them down to service, and voila, that's a loyal customer. And,
right.
That linear straight path no longer exists. How people find out about us, how they make decisions, for what they're going to buy is a very curvy, swervy, crooked path now, and a great deal of those stops along the journey are actually out of our control, out of our hands now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to make sure that we are doing the things, and this is true for a business owner or an individual independent salesperson. We have to be doing the things that allow us to show up on that very curvy path so that person starts saying, "Hey, you're providing value. You're talking about things that I need to know. I'm finding you when I go out there and search, mm-hmm. and I'm finding other people saying good things about you." So a lot of the trust building and you know, like building and awareness building are things now that salespeople have to participate in. They can no longer just hope that their marketing department takes care of that,
right.
or that just having a good product will take care of that.
And what you just described is a concept of connection. And the connection that you just described, there's no call to action in that. There's no sales pitch. There's no angle, no sharp angle of any kind. It's purely people feeling like believing that you're the kind. They're starting to get the idea that if I'm going to let somebody come and call on me, if I'm going to let somebody talk to me about buying something, this is going to be the kind of person I'm going to let do that. What do you think? John.
Well, that's absolutely true, and you know, I even talk about that idea of connecting. The old adage that salespeople used to use, all you know, the ABCs will always be closing. Well, now that's always be connecting, and that has to that starts. I mean, and what the good news is, we now have even more tools available that allow us to do that. I think mm-hmm. at a much deeper level than we used to. It used to be you'd go and you'd show up at the Chamber of Commerce meeting and you'd meet some new folks, and if you were a really good networker, you would find ways to connect them, to add value, to build relationship before you ever tried to sell them. I think really superstar salespeople have always got that.
That's right. That's right.
But now we have, you know, now we can go on to LinkedIn and connect with that person. We can find out who influences them, what they talk about, what questions they have, what challenges they have, because mm-hmm. they're sharing that information publicly. And if we use that type of information wisely, we can build relationships, just as you described, with people who then one day wake up and say, "You know, I need a new X," and that person that has been really providing some great information seems to know a lot of the answers, seems to know a lot of connections. I'm going to talk to that person first.
Well, and don't you think that people today, because of all the availability of products and pricing and everything today, don't you think people today presume they're going to get value, and therefore they don't worry about that anymore, but they're looking for a higher level of connection than just value. I mean, if that's the case, seems to me that trust, which was there at the very first transaction thousands of years ago, it seems to me that today, based on the things you talk about in your book, John, it seems that you cannot minimize the impact, the power, the value of trust in this marketing effort that you're talking about. That's as you say, is on the front end of selling.
Well, I think that's absolutely true because you know one of the things I talk about a lot is if you're not doing what you promised, if you are ripping people off, there's nowhere to hide anymore. People will find out about
that.
The one little search on Google and you will be exposed because mm-hmm. people have the opportunity to talk about that and tell the story. So there is nowhere to hide anymore. And so I think that's actually minimized, kind of people getting ripped off and scams and whatnot, as you alluded to. I don't know that we're that as worried about that. Certainly it's still out there, but I don't know that a serious buyer who is considering options and doesn't do a little research to find out that you're not one of the good guys is really not taking care of business.
And so, doesn't the scenario that we're talking about right now, don't you agree, John, that this is custom made and perfect timing for small businesses, for Main Street small businesses?
Oh, I think absolutely is, because I think what's interesting is, in this dynamic, there's a couple things going on. We now have access to near perfect information, but now we're down in it. Mm-hmm. And so one of the skills that a small business or an individual salesperson, now can employ and needs to employ is personalizing that information, making sense of it, providing insight. And I think they have a strategic advantage, frankly, in doing so.
Duct Tape Selling is the new book. Think Like a Marketer, Sell Like a Superstar. John Jantz is the author. He and I will be right back. We're going to get some more of his wisdom out of his head after these messages. Tintail, I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.